After Bull Run, Rose continued to gather useful intelligence for Jordan. She began focusing her efforts on interviewing captured Confederate soldiers imprisoned in Washington, D.C. Much to her chagrin, the old Capitol boarding house where she and her sisters had grown up was requisitioned for use as a prison. Greenhow capitalized on the fact that she knew the new compound well and began visiting prisoners there routinely. She fed them and dressed their wounds, all the while talking strategy with them out of earshot of their guards. Since they had passed through federal lines on their way to prison, they were excellent sources of intelligence on enemy camps, movements, and strength. Greenhow's success, however, ultimately became her undoing. After the disastrous rout of the Union Army at Bull Run, the suspicious Assistant Secretary of War, Thomas Scott, assigned Alan Pinkerton, whose name has since become synonymous with undercover detective work and the American Secret Service, to investigate her. Pinkerton quickly caught the Southern Belle in the act, watching closely with an aide as she played host to a Union Provost Marshal. On the morning of the next day, 23 August, Pinkerton and Thomas's aides went to arrest Greenhow personally. To her utter horror, they used her as bait for a sting rather than taking her in to be tried and executed. But to her relief, only a few men were arrested, and none were as important as she had been herself. By the end of it all, Thomas, still unsure as how best to handle this female spy, placed her under house arrest. Thus, the incorrigible spy remained active despite her arrest for several months until it was discovered that she had continued to pass useful intelligence information to the Confederacy. In January 1862, Pinkerton at long last conducted a search of her house and found several incriminating documents, including Greenhow's correspondence and codebook, which ultimately led Thomas to place her in prison. Among her letters were notes from Massachusetts Republican Senator Henry Wilson and Ulysses S. Grant. In June, Greenhow was exchanged for Union prisoners. Unable to continue spying in America, Beauregard dispatched to Europe to see if she could prove equally useful to the Confederate cause there. Although she captivated many with her charm, she was ultimately unable to help garner support from either the French or the British governmental officials. She died attempting to return to the Confederacy in 1864.